Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Have you ever felt sluggish or just not quite right? There is a good possibility that something is going on in your body, something that, well, basically, you need to get rid of. And this information isn't readily available. Well, it is readily available, but it's not readily distributed by your medical doctors or the pharmaceutical industry or anyone like that. But to talk about a possible alternative to just continuing suffering through life, our guest today is going to be sharing some great information. Kim Ledgerwood is a retired police staff sergeant with the Toronto, Ontario Police Department after 30 years of service. After retirement, she founded a unique business called Crazy Water Girls, which all started about touting the benefits of drinking hydrogen-rich water. What is that? Well, to tell us all about it, help me welcome to the program, Kim Ledgerwood. Kim, thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Amen. Now, the first question, other than that brief bit of information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Kim Ledgerwood?
Well, who is Kim Ledgerwood? Kim Ledgerwood is a girl who was born and raised in Toronto, Ontario, who became a police officer very early in life, was just turned 20 years old. So it's been more than half of my life of policing and dedicating service to the city of Toronto to the best of my ability. And recently just retiring in February, happily retiring. And in between all that time, had a lot of life happen. But I have two beautiful daughters right now who are adults, 25 and 24. We are, my family, you know, currently with COVID, we're all just, you know, getting by, being happy, trying to look at the, you know, the bright side of things. And I'm keeping myself busy with my business, which I love. And yeah.
Amen. You know, you said enjoying retirement. When I see some of my old buddies that are still on the force and they'll say, so how's retirement? I'm like, I highly recommend it.
There's nothing.
Highly recommend it. You ain't lying. That's so true. Now, before we get into Crazy Water Girls, and I'll let you do, how did you find out about hydrogen-rich water and why?
I have a girlfriend at the time that was a police officer with me that told me about this water, and I didn't drink anything other than water. I wasn't a milk juice drinker or anything. I drank water and wine at the time. So it was only natural that I was like, okay, I want to support her. I'll go see what this demonstration presentation is all about. So I went with her on a Saturday, and it was about an hour and a half. And as I'm sitting there, they do a demonstration in front of you. They compare Kangen water, which is electrolyzed reduced water, is the proper scientific name, against the waters that you would typically drink. The ones, you know, some bottled waters, Dasani, Aquafina, your tap water for that area. It happened to be in Markham, Ontario. So they compared the tap water. They compared a sparkly water, and they would compare a mineral water and then a pop, a soda pop. So they compared those against each other in comparing like the alkalinity in them, the oxidation potential, the hydration potential in it. And I'm telling you, I was like, what? Like, I was like, what? What? Like, a light bulb went on. I was 48 years old, and nobody told me this stuff, you know? I'm like, I've been drinking water for 48 years, right? Since you're born.
Amen. Yeah.
And I had no idea about the toxins in my water, my drinking water. It didn't matter if you bought it. There was even more if you bought it in bottled water. Yeah. And then your tap water, my Lord. So she offered me a 2-week free trial, which we still do to that day. The best way is to let people try it themselves. And I tested the water for 2 weeks. I went to her house because she lived close, and I would pick up 2 jugs of water. And my only instruction was to drink, you know, half my body weight in ounces. To get it into you. It's to flush, you know, you're like doing a detox really when you start drinking this water. And I'm telling you, I within an hour, I was like, what is in this water? My head was, euphoric. My body was tingling. I felt like every cells were tingling.
Wow.
And what it was, because I didn't know, you know, enough then, but it was, it was the oxygen going into my blood cell, going to my bloodstream, right? It was like jump-starting your mitochondria. It was like an engine, a car engine that you just put your foot to the floor and put the metal to the ground. And you just like, it's like your energy starter has just gone through the roof. That's how I felt. And the reason my brain felt so kind of euphoric was because it was the first time my brain had been hydrated, and I didn't understand that. And as I learned, that's a huge thing, is any water, any liquid isn't structured to be able to penetrate into the brain. It has to pass through what's called a brain-blood barrier. And water, the structure of the water let's just say the water molecules are too large to go through that barrier. So your brain never gets hydrated. Whereas restructured water, such as electrolyte reduced water, is smaller. It's not microclustered, but for smaller, for lack of better words, it's just smaller, that it can pass through that brain blood barrier and go into your brain and hydrate your brain. And let me tell you, you know it. Like there's no faking that. You know that. And then from there, I bought a machine. I didn't even need to know more. I was just like, okay, well, this is how I feel after 4 days of drinking this different water. And that is all I did, was change my water. I didn't change my food, didn't change my air. Did nothing, you know?
Wow.
I knew that was it. And I bought a machine. I made the investment, which I was a single mom at the time. I borrowed the money from a line of credit. It didn't matter. I knew I had to have that water for myself and my daughters. And that was 2.5 years ago now. I have no regret. Now I own 4 more machines. I wouldn't sell them for anything in the world. I would actually buy them for more than they're worth. Wow. Because the value, it's not only drinking water that these machines produce. They replace all toxic chemicals in your home. They replace any bacterial killing agents, you know, any through COVID. I haven't gotten one set of Lysol wipes or sprays or anything. Yeah. I haven't needed it. I go to my machine and I press a button and I fill up my spray bottle. And away, or spray bottles, because I usually have one in the car, one in the front of the house, one in the kitchen, right? Because it's a disinfectant, one upstairs in the bathroom. So, and that's all I do. So every few days I'll go, I'll just exchange that out so I can have the most potent, strong stuff, right? And laundry detergent, for example, I don't even use laundry detergent anymore. I use a button on my machine. It's water, and then I add essential oil to it. This machine has paid for itself over, and it's a 20-year machine. It's not going to pooch out on you. Amen. And it's a medical device.
Is hydrogen rich water something new, or has this been around a while?
It's been around 50 years. That's the thing.
50 years.
Yep. Longer than that. This particular machine comes from Japan. So the company in Japan is a warehouse. It's a manufacturer. And they've been there 50 years and they're not going anywhere. They have, it's Canada now. It's the 23rd country that has this technology that's come to it. And the last right now as the 23rd. Mm-hmm. So it's in 23 countries, which is incredible. Luckily, you in America, you've had it longer than us. So they're actually, they're rolled out in spas there, in restaurants there, in holistic clinics there. They're starting here in Canada because we're behind. You know, we're not as advanced as you guys, which surprises me because I thought we were pretty advanced, but no, we're not. So it's a matter of just getting the word out. And the motto of the company was that, you know, sure, he could go on a Super Bowl Sunday and put a 2-minute, you know, ad during halftime on there, and he could sell a million machines, but he doesn't want that. Costco even wanted to put them into their stores. And he said, no, why am I going to make Costco rich? I want to do this for the people, by the people. I want everybody to have opportunity to have financial freedom themselves. And that's the route that I took with my water. After I retired, I could have went and got another Monday to Friday job. I have the credentials. Yeah. I have the background. I was like, no, I want to serve the people in a way that I haven't before, where they're glad to see me. Where I'm making them smile, I'm changing their health, and I'm giving them a business opportunity like me that they don't have to go work for the man. You know, they don't have to leave their homes to work if they don't want to.
That's what made you decide to focus on this as a career, to become an entrepreneur, outing the benefits of hydrogen rich water.
Yes, that, and I started telling people about it, and there was a definite interest because people are concerned about their drinking water, and you should be. And I realized, holy crap, you know, like I can make a living out of this. And there's less than 1% of people have heard of electrolyzed reduced water, less than 1% in the population. So there's lots of people to reach out and to share this medicinal water. It's actually... Yeah. Like I said, a medical device, you get a medical certificate. It is the only water that you can bring through airport security worldwide. Did you hear me on that? Wow. You don't have to pour out your water. Yeah. They will stop you when you go through the security with your big water bottle. And then you say, well, no, here, I need this water for therapeutic reasons. And you show them your medical certificate, which you get, and they wand it and they let you through. I just did it. Wow. I went to Florida a month ago and I did it. Before I've done it numerous times.
Amen. So what started you down the path of forming Crazy Water Girls?
Well, my best friend who I got to borrow, sometimes you have to convince people to try the water because they're just non-believers. So my best friend, I got to try the water by loaning her a machine, not by delivering water. I actually had an extra machine to loan her to put in her house. So she had the machine for probably a month. Then I went and took the machine back because there's other people that want to borrow it and see. So she didn't want to buy a machine right away, which was fine. And about a month and a half later, she called me and she said, I need a machine. And I went, what happened? And she goes, well, before you gave me the machine, I was having my headaches and my usual thing and my quality of life was low. And then you gave me the machine. And within a few days, I started feeling better. I had more energy. I wasn't getting my migraines and I felt like $1 million. She goes, and now you took the machine away and I feel like crap again. She goes, it has to be the water. She goes, I need one. So I got her, we ordered her a machine. She got her machine and she used it, you know, as I advise everybody not to do the business right away because you need to experience the water and get associated with how it works and the machine. And then she said, you know what? I'm miserable. I'm not happy in the job that I am doing right now. I want to do the water full time with you, Kim. I said, great. I need a partner because things are getting too busy and it's always better to have two brains. So we created together Crazy Water Girls and we do it now together, except our together now is going to be apart again because with COVID, I was moving out to where she is. Now she just told me now she's moving to PEI. And this, because I mean, things are changing, right? With COVID, people's plans, like, and that's okay. You know what? We still can work together remotely. We just won't be the same. So we're both working under Crazy Water Girls and she's going to take over PEI because their water isn't the greatest out there. And I'll be in Eastern Ontario taking over there and spreading the word.
Amen. So how do you help in the health and wellness aspect of life in addition to, you know, the drinking the water? I mean, you talked about some of the other uses for this water. Can you explain some of those uses?
Yes. Well, there's 7 different choices on this water machine. I call it a water machine. It's about the size of a big book, but thicker, and it sits on your counter. It's about 14 pounds. You can lift it up. You can travel with it. Okay. So you never have to be without your water. It easily hooks up to your tap. And on it, it has seven choices of pHs, which are different. We can call them different types of waters. It's all water. Nothing unnatural about it. It's just all water. You can drink each and every one of these waters. So the first three waters would be your drinking waters, your 9.5, your 9.0, and your 8.5 pH waters. Then you have a water that would replace, let's say, Windex, hardwood floor cleaning, your toner on your face, watering your plants in soil, and the list goes on and on. That would be your 6.0. We call that a beauty water. Then you have another water called 11. It's 11.5. It's highly alkalized water. That water is an oil emulsifier. There's different demos I could show you, but if I had oil right now, peanut oil, and I put it into a cup and two cups, and then I put one with regular water, it's going to separate, right? Because oil and water do not mix. Right. Mm-hmm. If I put that oil with 11.5 water from the ionizer, it will mix like a milkshake. It will be cloudy. And that's because that water has the potential to emulsify oil, which means it can take the pesticides off of your fruits and vegetables. It can clean your house. It can replace your cleansers. It can replace laundry detergent. It's an anti-inflammatory. If you've been injured, you can soak a towel in it and put the towel around your injured part of your body. And the list goes on and on and on with that too. There's another water. And then one of the fantastic waters that I've used throughout COVID is a water with a pH of 2.5. which is called hypochlorous acid, which is a disinfectant and germ killer. 99.9%. Yes. So while everybody's been running out and paying money on all these Lysol wipes and such, or sprays or whatever that are drying out your hands, that are costing you a mint and you have to keep replacing it, costing you a mint, but making the stores.
Amen.
For you at all, think about what you're putting. If they smell like crap, they're crap going into your bloodstream immediately. Within 10 minutes of putting something on your skin, it is going into your bloodstream, so you might as well be eating it. That's what I'm telling you guys. So I've been using water to kill everything. You use it without COVID, you would just use it anyways. And we make it. So I just keep replacing my spray bottles when I run out, and it doesn't cost me anything.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Same with the other stuff. Yeah. And then you've got a clean water, which is a 7.0 water that isn't ionized. It doesn't have antioxidants in it. It's not alkaline and it's not cellular hydrating, but it is a clean filtered water. And the purpose of that water would be if you were on time released medications, there's a reason why they are time released. So that when you take them, they don't go right into your bloodstream immediately. They go in over time. So if you were to drink an electrolyte reduced water with it, then it's going right into your bloodstream immediately. So that is why the option of the 7.0 water is there, so that people with medications can take it safely.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome. How often do you have to refill or replace these machines, or is it just a one-time purchase?
You never replace them. It's a one-time purchase for 20 years. Wow. So let's say the machine costs $5,000. Over 20 years, that's, what is that? What does that divide into? Oh my God, my math.
10 years would be $500, so $250 a year?
Yeah. Cheap, right? And the only thing to do to maintain it, you get a bumper-to-bumper warranty. It's a five-year warranty. You get me. You get it for life, because I'm not going anywhere, so I'd be your support person. The company's not going anywhere. These things don't break down, and you're required to clean them at home, but it's easy. Mm-hmm. There's instructions, and of course, because it's a medical device, right. Mm-hmm. And you're drinking from it, you should be expected that you're going to have to clean them, because our water naturally has minerals in it, which that's probably the only good part of our tap water is the minerals in it. But these minerals, they have a buildup, right? So there's possibility of the buildup on the plates within the ionizer. So you want to keep them nice and clean. And that's easy peasy. Trust me. Because I mean, we have people that are 80 years old who have these machines and they maintain them themselves. So you do that every 2 weeks to a month, depends if you have a large family or it's just you, how hard your water is. And once a year, you replace the filter. Again, it depends on how many people are in your family. The more water you use, the more, you know, you might have to replace it twice in a year. And I share a lot of water, and mine's twice a year. So that could just tell you, you know, like I give out a lot of water, and it's only twice a year. So that's fantastic. Amen. And what else could I tell you?
You said something about it being a medical device. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. This is the best part of this machine. They are medical devices. So in Japan, it takes 13 years for something to be proclaimed as a medical device to pass all the tests. So this machine did, this medical ionizer did. So when you purchase it, you get a medical certificate that states that it is for therapeutic requirements, that you have this water. And you'll find after you're drinking it that if you don't drink it, and it takes about 2 weeks for it to completely get out of your system, then you'll feel it. You'll feel it. It's just like taking your medications and then stopping to take your medications, except this is natural. This is not medications. This is naturally rebalancing your body so that it does what it can do naturally. But all pills do is suppress the problem. They're not getting to the heart of the problem. And that's one of the things that the Japanese believe in, is getting to what caused the issue, not putting a Band-Aid on the signs and symptoms of that issue. All right. Plus, we all know you're going to get immune to those pills. You're going to need more pills. Exactly. And the pills have side effects that do other bad things to your body. Yeah. So if you're thinking water is just water, like I used to, then try this water. I challenge you, right? And you'll know the difference. So you get the medical certificate. So even if you go to a restaurant, you know, sometimes they say, I'm sorry, you can't bring that outside drink into our restaurant. Mm-hmm. Well, I've done it. And I go, well, I'm sorry. It's my therapeutic water. Here is my medical certificate. And then they kind of go, what? And then I'll explain it to you. I'll go, well, I don't drink alcohol. And you're going to ask me if I want something to drink. And then I'm going to say that I would like a glass of water, please. And then you're going to go to your tap and you're going to get me some crappy water and you're going to bring it back to me. And I can't drink that water because I know what's in that water and I know what it's going to do to my body adversely. It's like somebody who's into their health and into their food, they would never order French fries and a burger, right? They're going to, or because they have a choice. Well, when it comes to water and I don't want to drink alcohol, they don't give me a choice. They just give me the crappy water that they have from the tap. Like how often do you get a bottled water? And even if you do get a bottled water, that's even worse because of the plastic particles in it. And do you know that plastic, the two largest bottled water distributors have admitted that that's just tap water that they're bottling.
Oh yeah.
And you're paying for that. And there's a reason why it's $2.99 a case, guys. If you're getting 24 of them for $3.99 at the gas station at the corner, it's because they've been sitting in the corner of the warehouse for 10 years in the sun, leaching plastics. Now it gets to your gas station and they're $3.99. For 24 of them, please. I wouldn't even sell them to anybody. That's Amen. That's wrong. You're harming people. Come on now. Yep. And then they open them up and they sell them for what? $2? Yeah. Come on.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. I hope you're getting a lot of valuable information out of this episode with Kim Ledgerwood. I had never heard of hydrogen-rich water before, especially as a healthy choice. But everything I've heard today is definitely putting this on my radar screen for something to check out. I trust it's doing the same for you. I encourage you to use the links down below to get in touch with Kim. Just go down to the show notes, click the links right there, check out her website and all of the great information she has put out there for you to review. But be sure to come back for part two of this great interview. We are going even deeper into this discussion of the health benefits of drinking hydrogen-rich water and how Kim Ledgerwood and her team at Crazy Water Girls can help you out. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.